This is John Batchelor. Colleague Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution entertains the scenario, the fiction, the let's suppose that Joe Biden steps aside or releases his delegates for the convention in August for the Democratic National Committee. What happens next? Gavin Newsom comes forward. What does he have to do? Convince the nation? No, Bill says. Convince the California delegation. How so? What's the contest? Bill Whalen now entertains a fiction, however, a fiction that is much being entertained around the world in headlines. Gavin Newsom for president. More of this tonight.
Okay, so we're going to entertain a scenario here for a moment where Joe Biden says he will not be the nominee. He will not accept it in Sherman-esque fashion. So he releases his delegates. Now each state is free to decide what to do. And beginning with California, John, and here's what I've been telling reporters all morning long talking about this. Look at the California delegation and ask yourself, they're all Biden delegates, but if Biden were not in the picture, who would they turn to? Would they turn to their former senator, their vice president, or would they turn to their governor? Plain and simple. Newsom would need that delegation as a starting point to get the nomination, as would Harris. Because, John, in an open convention fight, Gavin Newsom and Kamala Harris would fight over California delegates. Josh Shapiro would be sitting on Pennsylvania delegates. Governor Pritzker in Illinois would have his delegates. Governor Whitmer in Michigan. So it would just be kind of every man jack for himself in that kind of fight. So hey, I'm very curious to how California would divide. But in the bigger picture, I'm just curious as to how the Democratic Party would bypass the first woman and the first woman of color to hold the vice presidency, saying that we don't think she's the right choice for president. Good luck with that, folks.